Welcome, all listeners. In a few minutes, our feature presentation will begin. But first, let's hear a word from one of our sponsors.
Looking for an edge up on the sports field during this year's season? Well, look no further. The Quickfoot running shoes help athletes run quicker and have more stamina than before. The lightweight designs and the treads of the Quickfoot running shoe give a better grip on the ground and help athletes excel when in their brand new running shoes. The Quickfoot running shoes come in all different colors and sizes and can appeal to all different runners who want to show that they can really burn rubber. The Quickfoot running shoes are available in stores near you at a starting price of only $20. And remember, you'll run faster and farther with Quickfoot running shoes.
And hello, listeners. In partnership with WFAQ-LP FM Radio 101.3 Maquonago/Kettle Moraine, we welcome you to an exciting radio thriller as presented by the Maquonago High School Theater Company class. Close your eyes, sit back, and let your imagination take over, for it is now time for our feature presentation of The Bunker Under Hope Springs.
Everyone, quiet down a moment.
Hey, everybody, listen up. We're starting the class meeting.
Does anyone have my records from the last meeting? I left them in a dark room, but I can't seem to find them.
Thank you, Thomas. Okay, look, everyone. I know you'd rather not be at school on a Saturday morning, but this is student council, and you all signed up for this. I understand your frustration, but this matter is of the utmost importance.
We are planning this year's prom.
And we need to come up with a theme that is well within our given budget.
Does anyone have any ideas?
Remember the budget.
Well, if we need a band, my aunt knows Buddy Holly.
Maria, your aunt does not know Buddy Holly.
No way we'd be able to afford Buddy Holly. And there isn't a chance your aunt knows a cool cat like Buddy Holly.
Yes, she does.
How?
Why, she heard him on the radio.
We've all heard him on the radio. That doesn't mean...
This is Principal Harris. Everyone in the building, please report to the bunker.
What's that noise?
Everyone, please report to the safety bunker as soon as possible. Leave all belongings and report to the safety bunker.
I don't know.
Leave all belongings and report to the safety bunker now.
What's happening?
It can't be. That's an air raid siren.
What does that mean?
It means no prom.
It's not an air raid. I think the Russians have dropped the bomb. Is that Principal Harrison here on a Saturday too?
They did it. They're actually starting a war.
We're doomed!
Buddy Holly is the least of our problems.
Quick! Everyone, get to the bunker!
Run! Run! Everybody, run! Where is it? The bunker is under the gymnasium. But I need to grab the papers.
What papers, Neil?
I was sworn in as the treasurer of student council, and I cannot be the one to lose all of our hard work. I need my paper records. How else will we be able to afford a prom?
Neil, we ain't gonna have a prom unless you run!
My name is Mary, and I'm a student at Hope Springs High. I can't believe I'm saying this, but here's the story. Hope Springs, a small town in the state of Wisconsin, learned that they were ground zero for what could become the beginning of the end of mankind. The date was May 10th, 1958, and seven students, Cheryl, Maria, Neil, Thomas, William, Barbara, and myself, Mary, entered a bunker under our school built to protect us from the chaos of nuclear warfare. We looked for any staff members to come to, but we couldn't find our teacher, and we were on our own. The main question on everyone's mind at the beginning was, how long will we be down here? But little did we know, a grim fate awaited us in the bunker under Hope Springs.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Cheryl's talking.
Thank you, Neil. I think it would be best to stay calm in this situation. It will probably take some time for the surface to be ready for us to go back. I think that we should stay in the bunker for At least 2 weeks, give or take. I would stay longer so that our odds of dying from radiation sickness is much lower. Preferably until we are out of whatever supplies are down here. Does anyone have any questions?
Does anyone have any questions? I have a bajillion questions. But most importantly, what about our prom?
Neil, I think prom is the least of our worries.
What about our parents?
Our parents? Prom, people, prom.
What's wrong, William? Worried about your parents' money?
What's that supposed to mean?
You know exactly what I mean. Your parents were caught embezzling money that affected everyone else in town. Everyone here knows how much of a lying, stealing, conniving pack of rats you and your family are.
Yeah, my parents did bad things, but I didn't do any of that stuff. I swear.
Oh, sure, William. Sure.
Barbara, that's enough. We need to focus on what's at hand here, and that's surviving.
But he...
No need to flip your lid, Barbara. We're all in this together. We can't start bickering now.
Thomas is right. We're all in this together. William, I don't know whether our parents are safe or not. I have no idea whether they're dead or alive, and that's the honest truth.
Wait. I never heard the blast.
What?
The blast. I didn't hear the nuclear blast.
Neil's right. I didn't hear it either.
Maybe we didn't hear it for a reason.
Yeah, maybe it's all a big hoax.
Come to think of it, I didn't hear the blast either. You think it would have shaken us all to our core.
Of course we didn't hear the blast.
What do you mean, Barbara?
What if we happened to be underneath the center of the explosion? We wouldn't hear it.
Yes, we would.
No, we wouldn't. The loudest part of an atomic blast is the air blast. We were more than likely right underneath the fireball, and therefore it wouldn't make any noise.
So you're telling me that we're in the most dangerous part of the entire storm?
Ain't that a bite?
Cheryl, you said it would be safe to leave here after only 2 weeks.
Well, Cheryl was wrong. We're going to be here for a while, fellas. It's best we get comfortable.
What about the prom? Barbara, I think I'm gonna try and leave the bunker. I didn't hear a blast, and I'll be safer outside.
Neil, you can't leave. It's very important we all stay here in the bunker where it's safe. It's a bash down here. The most important thing is that we're all safe, and we need to stay down here.
Barbara, I'll give it 1 week, and then I'm out of here.
Let's pause in our story for a quick word from another sponsor. Smell Less Air Scents. Yes, Smell Less Air Scents use the best air freshening formula in the world. Smell Less Air Scents can eliminate even the most important smells, even the ones your favorite characters are smelling at this very moment. The talk of the town is that Smell Less Air Scents will leave even the largest of rooms smelling fresh as a blossom in spring. Smell Less offers scents such as Pine Forest, Clean Linen, Pineapple Daydream, and for a limited time only, School Bunker Fresh Sapling. Smell Less Air Scents can eliminate even the most important smells, even the ones your favorite characters are smelling at this very moment. And now, back to our feature presentation.
A week passed, and things changed. Thomas began acting as the mediator, a sort of keeper of the peace. Barbara and William began feuding more and more. Supplies were running low. Thankfully, the bunker was spacious enough that it didn't get too claustrophobic. They even had a kind of small kitchen down there. Given the hot weather, however, and the fact that we were all teenagers without a shower or a change of clothes, you can only imagine how bad it smelled down there. We got used to it, though. However, nothing could prepare us for what was going to happen next.
Oh my gosh! Neil, are you okay? Help! Someone, we were just talking to Neil. His body slumped to the floor.
Neil, what's wrong?
What happened to Neil?
Oh, Thomas! He fainted!
He didn't faint. He's dead. There's no pulse.
You're kidding me. Dead?
No, Cheryl's right. Neil is dead. He's dead.
What'd he die from?
I don't know. Neil was just eating his food, and when he fell over, just dead. Dead as a doornail.
How could this happen?
Oh no! No, Neil!
It was the food.
What?
The food has been poisoned.
Errol, how do you mean?
Look, there's tiny white flakes in his food.
Those look like grains of salt, Cheryl.
Yeah, but it isn't.
How do you know? It looks like salt to me.
That white bag over there, it's torn open. Mary, what's in the bag?
This bag?
Yeah, that one. What's in it?
Let's see here.
It's rat poison! Rat poison! I knew it. Yes, it seems Neil has been poisoned indeed. Why? Who would do such a thing? Whoever murdered Neil is among us right now as we speak.
Wait a second. If Neil ate rat poison, how could he die from that?
Aria, what do you mean?
It's rat poison, not human poison.
Poison is poison. If you eat it, you die. Doesn't matter if you're a rat or human.
And the rat speaks up.
What?
It's fairly obvious who the killer is, William.
How dare you, Barbara? I would never.
Oh, really? The motivation is there.
What are you even talking about?
You're the shadiest person here. Your parents are dirty, rotten criminals, William. They should both be locked behind bars.
This has nothing to do with my parents. I shouldn't be judged for the actions of them. Maybe the killer is you, Barbara.
Are you sure about that? Ever since your parents were found embezzling money from everyone here in Hope Springs, you became an outcast. Nobody trusted you or your family, and justifiably so.
Stop it, Barbara.
I'm not done, William. You and your family were cast out, banished, expunged from society. So you waited and plotted your revenge. You waited for the perfect moment to strike, and so here lies the result of your revenge. Was it worth it, William? Was it worth taking the life of an innocent person? You are just as bad as your parents, if not worse.
You've lost it. Gone completely off your rocker. You have gone as far as to accuse me of doing something you have no proof of? You've always been a snoop, Barbara. If I had my way, you wouldn't even be in this bunker right now.
I rest my case, everyone.
Ha ha! You're insane!
The murderer has been found, and the perpetrator is William.
You've been watching far too many episodes of Perry Mason.
That's enough, both of you.
But William is the killer. Mary, you've got to believe me.
We aren't 100% positive that William killed Neil. For all we know, you could be the killer, Barbara. Any one of us could be the killer. So let's just try to settle this in a civilized manner.
Mary's right. Let's all just settle down for a moment. Please?
In a headache from all this yelling and arguing. Barbara is such an ear basher.
Later that night, preparations would be made for dinner using the bunker's little kitchen area. The general consensus from the remaining six people was that the matter should be resolved peacefully with no arguments or petty bickering. Little did everyone know, death would be the main course of that night's discussion.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah, Thomas?
You were on the track team, right?
Yeah, I was.
Gosh, I wish I could run.
You can't run?
Well, sure, I can run. I just can't run fast. I'm no Jesse Owens.
Huh. You're on the football team, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Or I was until this happened.
Don't you run when you play football?
I'm a center. I just hike the ball and protect the quarterback from getting sacked.
You play baseball as well, right?
Yeah, I'm a catcher.
And you don't have to run when you play baseball either?
You're missing my point. Mary, I'm strong physically. I just can't run fast. I don't have good stamina. I never have. All my brothers run track. You know, Ed and Rich.
Well, sure, I know them. Ed was a junior when I was just a freshman, and Rich was a senior. Granted, I wasn't friends with them or anything, but I knew of them. What's your point with all of this, Thomas?
Man, Ed and Rich, I miss them. Mary, because I'm strong, are people down here thinking I killed Neil? Do you think we're ever going to go back to normal, play sports again, and see our mom and dads?
Yes, Thomas. Everything will go back to normal. Don't worry. We just have to stay strong, right?
I hope so, Mary.
Hey, William. You're all by yourself. Are you okay?
Why would I be okay, Maria? I was just accused of poisoning Neil. I would never do such a thing, regardless of what everyone says about my parents.
It's just the tension. or the cabin fever building up down here. That's all. I don't know how we're going to last several weeks down here.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't think you killed Neil.
You don't? Really?
Really, I don't.
Well, then who do you think killed him if it wasn't me?
Maybe you know who killed him.
What?
Who do you think killed Neil? I mean, obviously you wouldn't think you killed him.
Well, off the record, I wholeheartedly believe that Barbara murdered Neil.
Why do you say that?
She was so quick to accuse me. And I can't possibly be the only one who happens to think that Barbara is getting a little too eager about this whole murder investigation thing. A little bit too eager for my liking.
Well, Barbara is the stereotypical nosy school journalist, always poking her nose in where it doesn't belong. Like in those movies I always see my mom watch.
That's fair, but there is something off about Barbara. I just can't wrap my head around it, though.
You're right.
What? Right about what?
I said you're right. Barbara seems kind of off nowadays. I can't put my finger on the exact term.
Was Barbara your guess as to who killed Neil?
No, actually.
Oh, then who?
My guess is Thomas.
Really?
Yes, I am 99% sure.
Why?
Well, it's Thomas who's big and strong, which means he's really shady.
I don't know about that. I don't know who to trust anymore, but I do know two things.
Oh yeah? What's that?
One, I'm not the killer. Two, to keep an eye on the poor rat poison bag. If anyone goes near it or does anything funny to it, you call them out. We can't risk losing anyone else. We are still going to be here for a while.
What's wrong? Barbara, is that you screaming?
It's Cheryl. She's dead.
Impossible. How?
I don't know. I just saw her.
What do you mean? You were the only one with her. You better have a good explanation for this, Barbara.
Okay, everyone, let's just calm down. I'm sure that's what Cheryl would say.
No, I don't think we should calm down. We're completely underreacting to this entire situation. I may not be the brightest crayon in the box, but I can't be the only one who thinks this entire murder situation in this bunker is crazy, insane.
Maria is right. This whole situation is extremely suspicious on so many levels. Almost too many levels.
Cheryl had a peanut allergy.
What?
She had a peanut allergy. She ate a PB&J sandwich which had peanut butter in it. I don't think she realized it until it was too late.
Who made the sandwich? Cheryl would not have made it knowing she had the allergy.
I don't know. It wasn't me, that's for sure.
No one said you did, Barbara. No one was accusing you like you did to William.
We should have a vote. I'm so scared. I don't want to be here. I want to go home. I want to see my mother. I want to leave.
Maria, Cheryl said that we have to stay here in the bunker for at least 2 weeks, if not longer. We probably need to stay for about a month if we were in the center of the blast. We cannot let you leave. If you leave, it could compromise us.
I know, but I really miss my mother. I want to leave.
We need to stay for at least 2 more weeks. Then when we get out of here, we can see anyone we like.
Okay.
But right now, finding out who murdered Neil and Cheryl is our top priority.
Do you think Barbara killed Cheryl?
Possibly, but for right now, we don't have enough clues to actually solve this case.
And you don't think I murdered anyone?
No, Maria. I don't really think you're capable of murdering someone.
Thank you.
I think most of us were getting pretty sick of each other down there. And I hate to say it, but there weren't many of us left. With Cheryl being gone, I became the new president or peacekeeper. I couldn't go around accusing people without evidence. I just needed to get some evidence. That's all. With no one really knowing how to cook, I became the main chef. And that night, I had Barbara cook dinner with me.
Thanks for letting me cook with you, Mary. I don't really get to cook much at home.
I figured I can't be the only one cooking all the time. Can you pass me the salt?
Here you go. I can't believe so many people are dead. It's crazy. I've been looking around the bunker to find anything, but it's almost like the person knew what they were doing, like they've done it before.
Thanks, Barbara. But I don't want to hear anything without solid evidence. Now let's go and serve dinner and try to keep everyone calm. Everyone, dinner!
This is delicious for bunker food.
Oh, I forgot something to go with dinner. I'll be back in just a moment. Don't let me stop you from eating. Now, where did I put that dessert? That will be a nice surprise for everyone. What was that? Hello? What happened? What's going on out there? What happened? Barbara? Barbara, are they okay? They're all slumped down into their food. Did they pass out? Barbara, why are you smiling?
Stupid Mary. Why, they're all dead, of course.
What? Dead? No, that can't be true. Barbara, help me pick them up. They must have just fainted. Maybe they're sleepy? Thomas? Oh, Thomas, wake up. Maria? Maria, can you sit up for me? Barbara, they can't be dead. How did they die? No, this can't be. Was it my cooking? Oh, no. It couldn't have been me.
They died by cyanide in the salt, of course. It's a splendid idea I came up with. The only problem I have to deal with is you now.
Barbara, what are you saying?
I came up with it last spring. You see, the newspaper was losing funding, and that's my pride and joy. I wasn't about to let anyone take that away from me. So I needed a story. And oh, what a story I came up with. One that is sure to keep the newspaper going.
Now,
what is the headline, you ask? Lone survivor, Barbara Davis. Everyone will read about how Thomas went crazy and let us all down into the bunker. And then one by one, we were killed off. But I, the lone survivor, fought to protect Cheryl in the last moments. Maria got her from behind, and then I got Maria, and I had to fight to stay alive.
A story? You did this for a story?
Well, it doesn't matter now, does it? You won't be living long enough to notice.
But the bomb! No one can go to the surface!
That is all part of my plan. There was no bomb. It was just a ploy to get everyone into the bunker. It worked perfectly, might I add. You poor suckers believed it.
You won't get away with this, Barbara. The truth will prevail.
Silly girl. Maybe I'll make you the villain of the story. Your fault for hanging around so long. Oh, and Mary, could you do me a favor and put in a good word for me in the afterlife? Thanks. Just have a seat right there and breathe in this nice fresh air from a can, right? Well, toodles, time to go.
It's a miracle that I was able to get out of the bunker before the poison gas got to me. I don't even know how I did it. I felt the gas enclose all around me, then I blacked out. When I woke, the first thing I did was sprint to the police station, somehow getting there before Barbara. But she probably thought she had all the time in the world since we were all supposed to be dead. If we hadn't been reported as missing, the officers never would have believed me. As I sat there watching Barbara get arrested, my thoughts turned to remember those who were in the bunker with us. I made sure she knew she was not getting away with this.
This isn't over, Mary. I'm going to get you for this.
From where? Your prison cell? A case closed, a murder resolved. I cannot believe it was Barbara in the end. But I guess of all the people we all suspected, it was the snoop who bit the dust. This is Mary, signing off.
We hope you enjoyed our feature presentation of The Bunker Under Hope Springs. But before we go, let's hear one more word from our sponsors.
A strong lunchbox that will last through a day of hitting corners, dropping on the ground, or even surviving a nuclear bomb is an essential. Well, the word from the bird says that the Dent Me Not lunchbox guarantees a dent-free lunchbox that helps keep your food safe. With powerful aluminum metal, the Dent Me Not lunchbox will not rust and will last longer than any lunchbox before it. With many designs to choose from, all age groups will love the Dent Me Not lunchbox, So what's stopping you? Order the strongest and most long-lasting lunchbox today. The Dent-Me-Not lunchbox is available in a store near you for only $7.99.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bunker Under Hope Springs. This has been a special quarantine-inspired production brought to you by the Maquonago High School Theater Company class in partnership with WFAQ-LP FM Radio 101.3, Maquonago/Kettle Moraine. Good night, everyone.